The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go. It's a mug's game.
It's your chance to win a purple Absolute Radio mug to sip from every single morning. Yes, you can sip it like Davey do.
Yes.
Here we go. Mmm.
That's the sound it will make.
It's very nice.
Was it Bovril?
Of course, Glenn. Every Thursday morning, you know that. OK, so what you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show and then inform me what's missing. And this clip comes from Five Words, Five Grand, when we were joined by Mr. Dormer on a minibus full of school children. And this is what went down. Give me a cheer to represent who you'd most like to get. Would you most like to get Matt Dyson?
Yeah!
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or Emma Jones? So, what happened next?
Oh.
Stony silence from the kids? Or rapturous applause? Was it A stony silence, or B, a rapturous applause from the kids on their way into school when I asked if they'd like to be matched with Emma Jones on her final day before maternity leave? What a gift. What a gift I give you. 8 to 12, 15, that's the number. So text your answer A or B. A for stony silence, B for rapturous applause.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. There's a whole stack of it, don't you know? In fact, we've got 9 different playlists you can join in via the free Absolute Radio app. It's right there on your smart speaker, or, of course, at the end of your fingertip, right there on your digital radio. But now, at the end of your fingertip, a mug, merchandise. And playing this morning, we have David in Solihull. Good morning, David.
Morning, Dave. Morning, everyone.
Welcome
morning.
To the
morning.
Show. A Hello. Project manager, loves a bit of Absolute Radio 90s, and in fact, in the past, has been a competitor on Five Words, Five Grand, and was matched with Emma Jones.
Oh.
It's, of course, Emma's last day today before maternity leave, David. Would you like to do some well-wishing?
All the best, Emma. Hope it goes well for you.
Oh, thank you. Much nicer than those kids were to me yesterday.
Yeah. Well, as we're about to find out.
Not necessarily.
Just to go back a little bit, how many words did you match with Emma?
Managed to get 3 out of 5.
Not bad.
You were very good, Emma. Yeah, it was completely my fault. I went completely blank on a couple of words. Did you know?
Can you remember which word you ruined it all for you? Which word made you a laughing stock?
I know one of them was the word air. I can't remember the one. I went absolutely blank and I said breathe, because afterwards there's a long list of ones that matched with air.
Ma Jones.
Yeah.
Jordans. Anyway, David, it's great having you back on the show. You're not playing for 5 grand, you're playing for some merchandise. So I suppose we've kind of had a bit of a plot spoiler there, but during yesterday's edition of Five Words, Five Grand, we were speaking to a teacher and a bus full of kids on their way to school, and I asked them how excited they would be if they got matched with Emma, like you did on the random player generator. Was it met by stony silence or rapturous applause? A or B, David?
It was stony silence, unfortunately.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go. Or Emma Jones.
Thanks, kids.
When it was bleeped out earlier, it sounds like all the kids started swearing.
Potty mouth children. Out of the potty mouths of babes. David, great having you back on the show. Lovely having you still tuned in on 90s. We'll send you your mug. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, nice everyone. One, man. Have a good day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here it is, as promised, the comings and goings across social media with Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt!
Yet more Ouija Willy Wonka fallout this morning. It's still everywhere. I mean, they're still on memes left, right and centre. You can't spend a day without seeing a picture of someone involved in that experience at some point. And now, one of the stars of the show, 16-year-old...
Well, the star of the show, really.
The breakout. A 16-year-old girl called Felicia, who it was her first ever acting role, was at the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
It had a smattering of the GCSE drama about it.
It certainly did.
Any aspersions.
She played the unknown, so she had the silver
mask. I feel like I should clap when you said its name.
I'm just so excited by this news. She played the unknown. She came out from behind just a mirror, a cheap-looking IKEA mirror, and scared kids at the experience. She has been
still going through the book. book, and I can't find that bit in the Roald Dahl original.
Because it lives in the walls. That's why. Do we not know this stuff?
Yeah. They're all really making the most of this opportunity. They're 30 right, seconds okay. of fame. She's been snapped up. She's got a new job. She's been signed by
Oppenheimer
the...
2.
She's been signed slightly lower level.
Okay.
And she's been signed by the London Dungeon.
Oh,
yeah. Which is a great gig, isn't it? Yeah. And they never miss a trick to try and go viral. I think they bought... You remember the Cursed Child picture that was on sale in a charity shop? They bought that.
Yeah.
And it cursed.
When Matt says they never miss a trick, what he's saying is all the stuff we try to do, they outbudget us and get it first.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Because everything they've done, we thought of it first, but they've got more money than us.
I was so close to getting the Cursed Child.
I know, we were that
close. I was about 12 hours away. It was taken from the shop. It was very close.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck to you, London Dungeon.
So, yeah, Felicia's been signed up. She's starting there soon, which is amazing. I can only presume the unknown will be making an appearance if they don't put her.
Well, they can't make her a wench from 1700, can they? She's got to be the unknown.
Let's not typecast her. She's a talented actress.
That's very true, yeah. Where's the silver mask and the wig?
Yeah. She has got range, but she's got... I think you join... It's like a rotating roster of actors, and they all take on different roles each day. But
I knew someone. I used to go out with someone that we broke up, and then we didn't see each other again. And in that time, she got a job at the London Dungeon. And the next time I saw her was when she leapt out at me at the London Dungeon.
That's amazing. Doubly scary.
She also didn't realise when she leapt out that it was me, her ex, that she was leaping out in front of.
And did you recognise her? Because throughout your relationship, she was in character.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a wench.
Can everyone stop saying wench, please? I know I started it, but I don't like it.
I'm unsure whether that's a swear word.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I just have to just say good luck to that young actor. Mm. You know, what an incredible opportunity, and she's turned this into something exciting, and I'm really pleased for her.
It's genuinely exciting. And they haven't, no word on what's happening with the Grumpy Umpa Lumpa. They've still not been signed. Well, there's rumours that she's having a medical at the London Dungeon today. We can't substantiate those rumours. But there will be movements in the next 24 hours, I think. And then we turn to one more roundabout.
Having a medical at the London Dungeon is a good name for
one
the pod.
One more countdown of top tens in the UK. They keep coming, right? This new one was sent to me by Darren Muscle on Instagram. They've moved on from shops to roundabouts now, so bear with this. Scariest roundabouts in the UK.
Do you mean driving ones or playground ones?
Driving ones.
Right, okay.
Driving ones. They've changed the voice, controversially.
Oh.
It's not that American AI voice. It's And I don't think it was a good move, but here is the top three scariest roundabouts in the UK for you.
Scariest roundabout in the UK. At number three is the Crooked Billet roundabout in Staines, named after a pub that sat on the corner of the original crossroads. Right. At number two is Redbridge roundabout in East London. Connects the A12 and the A406, which is what makes this roundabout so busy. At number one is Swindon's Magic Roundabout. This well-known, complicated roundabout is constructed of five mini-roundabouts going in an anti-clockwise direction, whilst the outer circle goes in a clockwise direction.
It really feels a bit flat.
It's not Baz Luhrmann, is it?
Well, also, I mean, it was quite easy to adjudicate size of a building. How are they adjudicating scariness? Is it jump scares or... You don't actually ever see the roundabout? That's what makes it scary.
Your girlfriend might jump out on you as you go around. You never know. But I don't know why they left the Hemel Hempstead roundabout off.
All the World
awesome.
Of Leather roundabout in South East London.
The debate will rage on, Dave.
Of course it will.
I'll share it on my socials. You'll talk about it later, possibly, and I'll see you later.
They will.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is time right now for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
And playing this morning, good morning, Mr. Dormer. Good morning, kids.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hey, isn't that lovely?
Morning.
A little bit of wholesome content on your Wednesday morning.
Lovely
Very
stuff.
Nice. So what we have here is Mr. Dormer, who is the Games and Forest School teacher at Danes Hill. He also drives the school bus, and the kids are on the bus right now. Once again, good morning, kids.
Morning.
And happy birthday to Freddie, who was 11 yesterday. Oh,
happy birthday, Freddie.
Happy birthday.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, so, sir, have you ever matched five words in the past?
Well, one of them is telling me I have, but I think I've only done a three. But Penny's claiming I have done a five.
Well, Penny's got no reason to lie, and obviously Penny would know because you play along every morning on the school bus.
Yes,
that's correct.
Oh, we love this. Okay, guys, I'm going to spin the random player generator. Would you most give me a cheer to represent who you'd most like to get? Would you most like to get Matt Dyson?
Yeah!
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or Emma Jones! Ouchies!
Wow! Thanks, kids.
I think that's the biggest ouchie in radio history.
Wow. Kids can be so cruel.
Well, I'm leaving tomorrow,
yeah,
so...
I know, it's off on maternity leave! Or would you like Glenn Moore?
No, no.
It's like being at one of your early stand-up gigs.
This is a nightmare.
Right, let's spin the random player generator and see who you've got. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore. Glenn.
Great.
Wow, no, I
can
do it.
Wow. To... Glenn. Glenn, hey, come on. Isn't that good news, kids?
Yeah.
No. There you go. Go
okay, leave the studio. Let's see if I'll come back.
You might have to get your kids' sound effect made for when they don't join in. We've got canned kids.
Canned kids. That's how much they loathe the team. Right. Let's get back to business, shall we? Can I just say, nicely played, kids. That was hilarious. That was well done. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Mr. Dormer, kids, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Glenn Moore is going to give me, because shortly I'll give Glenn Moore the same five words. And if they all match up, Chris, you're going to win £5,000. Good luck to you all. Here we go.
Thank you.
So, obviously, Chris, the kids can help. We love that. We know they play every morning, but the final say is yours. That's the word I'm going to lock in, OK?
No problem.
Here we go. Personal.
Diary.
What do you reckon?
Ooh.
Development.
Diary.
Space.
Diary.
Good suggestions.
Space.
I'm going for space.
Personal space. Mm. Excellent. Excellent work. Up next, fork. F-O-R-K. Fork.
Knife.
Freddy, straight in there. Knife.
Okay, the birthday boy has spoken. I'm locking it in. Loft. L-O-F-T. Loft.
Attic. Loft. Lots of people have loft extensions, though. Yeah. I'm going to go extension, loft extension.
Loft extension. Ooh. It's good, it's good.
I would love to buy one with a fire brand.
Your penultimate word is mini. M-I-N-I, mini.
Me, size.
What about mouse?
I'm going mouse.
This is great.
One of the kids said mini me. I can't believe there's Austin Powers knowledge amongst the 8.5 to 11-year-olds of the UK. Okay, here we go. And finally, Mr. Dormer, kids, the word is wind. W-I-N-D, wind.
This is funny. This was on the Alexa app yesterday when I practiced.
Oh, was it?
Practice with my daughter Heidi. Wind. Gust. We're going to go gust.
Gust.
Nicely played, guys. Well done. Stay exactly where you are. Glenn Moore is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Emma Jones is now back in the studio, about to play Five Words, £5,000 for the final time in a little while, as today is the last show before maternity leave. On line one is Will, ready to play. Will told me during the last song there, if he wins the money, It's taking the family to Turkey. They're going to blow the whole lot.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely stuff. New hair, new teeth, all round. Lovely. Will, it is time to play. Good luck to you. Good luck, Emma. Here we go.
Thank you.
Emma, the first word this morning was door.
Knob. No.
What a way to go out.
Just that sound effect.
Finally telling me some home truths, are you, kiddo?
Handle?
Door handle.
Oh,
well, I'm so sorry, man.
So Turkey.
And obviously, yeah, Turkey has so much more to offer than just that. It's a great place to go on holiday. I know you're going anyway. But the funds are going to be slightly depleted. So that's a real shame. But let's do the remaining words. See if we can go with a 4 out of 5. What have you got for water?
Bottle.
Fall.
No.
Scary.
Movie.
Correct.
Yes.
That's one. Baby.
Grow.
Bottle.
Oh.
I think it is for the best that you're going. It would be a kindness.
And never coming back.
Glass.
It's
bottle again, isn't
it? Yeah, it's bottle again.
It's not, no.
Cheers, Dave.
You're going to miss me, aren't you? It's window. It's glass window. It's 1 out of 5 on 5 Words, 5 Grand, but you have been an absolute charm to speak to. Enjoy that holiday to Turkey. We'll speak to you real soon. Cheers, Will.
Thank you very much. Cheers, team.
Take care, man. Have a great day. This, of course, means we are playing again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where myself and the team, well, we love being amongst you every weekday morning between 6 and 10, Monday to Friday. And, of course, a valuable member of that team, a person loved up and down and around the UK, nay, around the world, is our very own Emma Jones. Emma, you're going to be bidding us farewell for a little while.
Yeah.
Because you're off on maternity leave.
That's right.
To give birth to your second child.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Massive.
I must say, because I only ever see you from kind of the shoulders down through the second studio.
You're always surprised that I'm pregnant.
You are
you?
Massive.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah, anytime you see me actually walking, you're like, wow, what a surprise.
Has everyone seen Emma? I think she might be pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And Are you looking forward to this?
I'm very...
This next stage? Is Joseph looking forward to being a big brother?
No.
Right.
No, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
He's furious.
Okay.
Yeah, he's only two, so I don't think he really understands. We've been pushing the new baby agenda, but he's just like, no, not interested. I'm hoping it'll be different when we bring the baby home.
Yeah, well, of course it will be. Now, you did a very modern thing, a thing that I think is very important for any new parents to be, which was put a poll up on your Instagram stories.
Yeah, asking, essential.
Asking you, have we packed everything in the bag and have we done the gender reveal poll on Instagram. So whether you're going to have a boy or a girl.
Yes.
So how have your dedicated followers been voting?
Well, so I've been, because I also have a podcast, The Secret Mum Club, so we've spoken about the baby quite a lot on there, and a lot of people don't believe that I don't know the gender of the baby. I don't know why people think it's some kind of conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's not that unusual to not find out. I really don't know.
Okay.
But the poll at the moment is about 65% girl, 35% boy.
Right, okay.
But I'm in boy camp.
You think you're having another boy?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
You specifically, when you sat down in the chair, you came through to the main studio here so we could see you. You asked, I said, of all the background music we play on The Breakfast Show, what's your favourite? You said Tension Drone. So here it is. It's like a farewell gift to you. We can play the Tension Drone. So you think you're going to have another boy?
Yeah.
What does Stefan think?
He thinks girl. I think we're just doing that to split the votes.
But keep it interesting.
One of us can be right. Yeah.
Keep it spicy. Yeah. Glenn, what do you think? I mean, you sit next to Emma every morning.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I think... I'm gonna go, I think you're having a man.
Oh, that sounds wrong.
Yeah, so Emma's going to give birth to a man. That's what Glenn's saying. Ah! 7,420 months old. That's what I am.
His name's Gaz.
So you're saying a man called Gaz?
A man called Gaz, yeah.
It's the most specific sweepstake in the world.
Get this right.
I can't believe you just gave away my baby name again.
What about you, Matt Dyson? What are you thinking? Tension drone, tension drone.
Turn my mic on.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yes, I think it's going to be a lady. Yes, I think you're going to complete the set, a boy and a girl. Then you can retire.
Then
from
you
the
can
game.
Quit. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned, and I had forgotten this, that last time when you were about to have Joseph, I got the weight, the gender.
Yeah, and near enough the day, I think.
The day
correct.
And the name.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
it all.
Yeah.
So I can exclusively whip it.
Come on, tell me.
You're like a tipster.
I'm not getting involved. Healthy and happy is all we're after, and that's exactly what you're going to get, I'm sure. So, Emma, obviously, we thought, what does Emma love? We have to give you a gift. We want to give you a gift. And everybody said exactly the same word at exactly the same time. And that is a four-letter word. And it begins with a C.
Oh.
And the word is cake.
Yeah!
Would you kindly do the honours? Not just any cake. We got you the biggest cake we could find. This cake is so heavy that producer Ellie brought it back from the baker's and she cried as her arms were straining under the weight of the cake.
Oh, do you know what? I've been dropping many, many hints, so I'm really glad this has come to fruition. Thank you so much.
So we'll make sure that you get a taxi home so you can take the heavy cake with you. We also got you a little something for the nursery. Something that, this gift has two kind of meanings, really. Yes. One is something for the nursery, regardless of the gender of the baby, and also just so you don't forget us here at Absolute Radio. We know this will mean a lot to you, so
really
if you could unfurl that.
Really okay. Thoughtful.
It's a poster. Just unfurl it. Tell everyone what you've got.
Well, thank you so much. It's a huge Queen poster featuring Freddie Mercury.
There you go. We've heard you play the intro. We know who you are.
I love it.
We know who your favourite band is from working with you every morning. Emma, we have a little surprise / game for you coming up.
Okay.
Are you up for playing?
Yes.
Okay, stay right there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now on The Breakfast Show, we're bidding farewell to our friend and colleague Emma Jones, off on maternity leave as soon as she does the final bulletin this morning at 10 a.m. We're saying farewell in the only way we know how, which is a giant poster of Freddie Mercury and a massive creamy cake.
Yeah, yes. I'm very happy.
So there we go. And the other thing we're doing is a game of Beat the Intro.
Yeah.
It's a special version because all of these songs contain the word baby.
Okay.
Somewhere within.
It's a baby shower classic.
Yes. Exactly. Now, you get a point for the name of the band or artist. You get a point for the name of the song. And it is time to meet our host.
Bwreda yma, Stefan Simard, yw'r cariadus ac amyneddgar iawn ar dy gyfedi yn unig heddi. Dyma fersiwn arbennig o'r gêm Beth yw'r gân? Prif un, y babis. Ac I chi, gwrandawyr Saesneg, and for you English listeners, good morning, Emma. It's me, Stefan, your loving and patient husband. And this is an extra special game of Beat the Intro just for you. It is Beat the Intro, the baby special.
That's right, we've got Stefan's soundboard, everybody!
Yeah!
This is what he was doing on the train to Wales yesterday with me at the other end of the phone. It was glorious! Are you ready to play?
Yes!
Okay, so here is your first one. Remember, please, it is 1 point for the artist and 1 point for the name of the song. Let's go.
Emma.
Glenn. Glenn, you're not playing.
What? What kind of game is this?
It's Emma's special.
I'm handcuffed here.
And stop wrestling the baby girl away from her. It's a present for her unborn baby.
Seriously, I was first, though.
Do you know what?
I?
I'm taking my cake and I'm going home.
And I'll take my Queen poster while I'm at it. Emma Jones.
It's Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Of course it is.
Let's just put Glenn's mic down.
Can I say I was going to say that as well? I was going to say that.
Okay, here is round number two.
Oh, look at Glenn laughing up. Emma. Look at Glenn loving this.
Babies.
It is!
Yes.
One of the great shows.
Seriously though, I don't want this to feel like a stolen victory, so can we all play?
No.
Do you want? Unfortunately, I didn't get Stefan to record that. Do you want the boys back in play? You want the boys in play with you?
Yeah,
as
but
well?
I think Glenn, just give me like a second.
Okay. No, it's fine. No, it feels like going around to sleep when I'm 10 and my friend would be like, actually, GoldenEye's only single player, so you have to watch me.
No, you're both in play. Hey,
yeah.
Look, okay. It's whatever Emma wants. Okay. It's her party.
Right.
It's her party. So, Stefan?
And your third choice is this.
Here we go. You're all in play. Mm-hmm. Your names are your buzzers.
Emma.
Emma.
Baby by Justin Bieber.
Whoa. Impressive.
Emma knew you were never going to get that. That's why she welcomed you in. come in. Now stand in the garden.
And finally...
OK. There's points to be stolen here, because as it stands, Emma's got 6 out of a possible 8.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Emma.
Emma.
Ice, baby.
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
Done.
Very good.
8 out of 8.
It doesn't feel like a real win, but I'll take it.
Well done. That's so good. I mean, Stefan must be so proud.
Well, congratulations. That was actually fantastic. You're never going to stop talking about this, are you?
Anything you'd like to add?
Doctor Who.
Great. Okay, cool. Of course, the host of Doctor Who Unleashed. He also did this. He did, in fairness to Stefan, he said, you're not going to need this. This is what he said.
You're actually quite bad at this. You're worse than Dyson.
Wow.
Unnecessary.
And then he said this again.
Doctor Who.
And then I get back to Strange Journey. Well done, Emma. 8 out of 8.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where right now, as promised, it is the social ammunition.
Extra.
And you guys out there have provided the extra to the original social ammunition, which we broadcast around 7:10 yes. every weekday morning. Matt, one of the stories you brought us from social media mm-hmm. included this.
It was the top 3 of the scariest roundabouts in the UK, Dave. Recap.
Scariest roundabout in the UK. At 3 is the Crooked Billet roundabout in Staines, named after a pub that sat on the corner of the original crossroads.
Facts.
At 2 is Redbridge roundabout in East London. Connects the A12 and the A406, which is what makes this roundabout so busy. At 1 is Swindon's Magic Roundabout. This well-known, complicated roundabout is constructed of 5 mini-roundabouts, going in an anti-clockwise direction, whilst the outer circle goes in a clockwise direction.
Gosh, that's trying to crack a safe, isn't it?
It must be, yeah. I don't know how you're supposed to navigate your way through.
Well, Rich in Salisbury says, morning, Dave and the team. I first encountered Swindon's Magic Roundabout by accident when I first passed my test.
Oh, what?
Having never even heard of it. It was, shall we say, surprising.
Yeah, there must be so many people just freak out when they approach it because they've never seen it before.
I'm kind of freaking out just even talking about it and reading out your messages. I tackle the Magic Roundabout every morning whilst listening to your show. Truly terrifying. I think they mean the roundabout and not
yes.
the show.
Okay. Review.
Trudy got in touch on Urx yeah. and she says, Dave, it's the one on Fuller's Hill in Great Yarmouth.
Yes.
It's undoubtedly the worst one ever. 3 lanes on one side, whilst only 2 lanes on the other.
What the hell?
What? And finally, Simon, he's got in touch saying, roundabouts are old hat, Dave. Big up the square about in Great Bookham.
Oh, Great Bookham.
Only 1 of 2 in the UK, bro. Simon, firstly, give me the cool badge. And secondly, we had to look
square
it up.
Square about, yeah.
Yeah, in this little Surrey village, there is a square about where apparently... The comments, no one knows what to do.
Yeah. It's like a T-junction, but with a drive-over mini roundabout, yeah. And everyone just stops when they get there.
And just stare at each other yeah. going, what? And it's twinned with one in Manchester. They're the only 2
so
in the UK.
Wow.
The square about is the future, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first on the Social Ammunition Extra.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Thursday morning. It is time to bid you farewell and, as always, to thank you for tuning into the show. Of course, the first thing to say is farewell, Emma Jones.
Farewell.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Let us all know as soon as you know.
Yeah, I will.
Yes.
I will.
So excited.
I'll be on the phone from the hospital.
Yeah, but it's definitely going to be a baby. I am sure of that. No, we absolutely love and adore you. What's interesting is not only is Emma's last news bulletin before maternity leave next, but it is your last news bulletin from 1 Golden
I know.
Square.
Yes. Honestly, that feels like the biggest thing, more than going to have a baby, is that I'm coming back to like a new school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going up
to the upper
school.
Building. Yeah. Yeah. So when Emma returns, of course, we'll be coming to you live from our brand new home. Emma, we love you. We adore you. You know that. I think one of the biggest gifts we could give you, apart from a giant poster of Freddie Mercury and a massive cream cake, thanks for sharing, is the opportunity to name the podcast.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Are we going for Having a Medical at London Dungeon, or are we going for Are You OK, Swindon?
Well, as a big fan of the phrase, you OK, hun, I think we should go for You OK, Swindon.
Yeah. That is the name of the podcast, available wherever you get your pods. Coming up next, Leona Graham's going to be here with the Tea Break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci, Emma Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Farewell.
Go on, Jones.
Arrivederci.